There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-DR-JOY. So we're kind of indulging in our bah humbug isness. Is that a word? I don't think so.
We can work it in.
Yeah, yeah. I keep making words up today. Have you noticed that?
what was the first one? It was ugliest.
Uglicity.
Yeah.
That's a real word. Everybody knows that. All right. So here's the deal. We're giving a chance for you to deal with your inner bah humbug, your inner Scrooge today. I'm telling you about your least favorite part of Christmas. And the one that I really want to emphasize. I mean, I have no argument with the crowds and the roods and the commercial and the rush. I mean, I get that. But let me point out that... That the one about saying, well, it makes me sad to remember people who used to be here. I don't want you to do that. I want you to integrate that better, because I think that is part of the point and part of the value, to be quite honest, of people who've left. It doesn't mean they're still in your head. They're still in your heart. And that's a terribly valuable place for them to be. So I don't want that to sort of be left unexamined. Okay, let's do some more and see if I can... Take issue with anybody else's perception.
Well, Isabel says, she just says quite simply, the weight gain.
I'm with her.
I think
yeah.
You could probably say that about just about any holiday, right?
No. But this one, let me tell you, from a female point of view, you've got, well, first of all, you got Halloween. In my particular case, I have a problem because I've got, my birthday is at the end of October. So within a 3-month period, I've got my birthday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and all the parties.
Uh huh.
So it's an issue.
Marlene says,
and not to mention some people sort of try and go someplace warm sometime after the first of the year, which means you're talking about a bathing suit, and then you're really in trouble. So, I'm sympathetic with that.
Marlene says, not enough time to do everything.
I think that's true. So figure out what's important to you.
Yeah. Dana says.
You're getting a giggle out of this one already.
Dana says, hate it all. Wish I was Jewish this time of year.
Well, honey, conversion is definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
Or at least pretend. I mean, you can sort of, it's like people are Irish for St. Patrick's Day. You can be Jewish for Christmas, I guess.
Yeah. Mary.
What a cutie. I mean, there is something very, very charming. It so much reminds me of my friend. I mean, she is, she is so anti this part time of year.
It was pretty good. Mary says, Black Friday and all the insane pressure we put on ourselves.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You can opt out.
Yeah, or do it online. That's what I would do. Sally, she says, sending out cards. I don't even do it some years.
Well, all right, so here's, I've already got the solution for that, Sugar Plum, which is my spring card thing. Mm-hmm. Steal it. Yeah. And, I got in trouble 1 year. I sent them out from Russia, and everybody called my parents and said, has she defected? But I hadn't. I sent out a picture of my kid walking the beach, essentially with, she had a bonnet on, and that was all. And the rumor was the brown women are trying to see who could be on the beach wearing the least, which was a little bit of an exaggeration. But
Ryan, this is kind of a tough one. Ryan says, not having a special someone to share it with.
Well, okay, so volunteer. So have an orphan's Christmas, or decide that that's going to be one of your New Year's resolutions, to put yourself in a little bit more of a position to meet new people. Go online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Anastasia says, it's over so fast. I love the festive season and just going everywhere and seeing all the decorations, the music, hustle and bustle, and then it's over just like that.
Well, that's really interesting. That so clearly she loves it and wants it to last longer, as opposed to the people are wanting to be Jewish.
So we have a lot of people that don't like, you know, that don't like what goes, you know, what comes before it, what's going on during it, and Anastasia's view is her toughest.
I want more.
Yeah, she wants more of it. She hates.
Well, you know, that's so cute. I actually kind of like that.
Yeah. Lakeisha says the obsession with buying gifts and ungrateful kids who don't realize how lucky they are. How lucky
well,
they are,
honey,
to have new toys.
All right, yeah. Can we speak about that? Where do you think they learned that, honey? So just say, all right, this year we're going to have kind of a. We're going to figure out what the budget is, and what we're going to do is we're going to take. Let me give you the metaphor. The metaphor was, and this is why I've told this story before, which is why I'm not very sympathetic about orphans, is that on Halloween, we used to go out and collect candy, and we would come home, and my mother would make us dump, and we had big shopping bags full of junk, of candy, and she would make us dump it all on the table, and we were each allowed to take one piece then, and one piece for lunch the next day, and I think one other piece, I don't know, I'm sure it wasn't breakfast. If it was me and my kid, it would have been breakfast, but I don't think my mother would let me do that. And the rest we would put back in the shopping bags and take over to an orphanage, and which makes no sense. I mean, there are certain holidays where going to an orphanage makes some sense, like Christmas being one of them. But you don't need parents to trick-or-treat. Right? In theory, you don't even need a costume.
Right.
So that really made no sense. And the issue, as far as mom was concerned, was she just didn't want to have huge dentist bills with that many kids. So this was under the guise of we were being generous, which, of course, we were not generous about at all. We were all thuggish and felt very resentful about it. She got rid of all the candy. But, I mean, what you can do is, it's a little hard to do the week before Christmas, to be quite honest, but you can start it for next year of saying, okay, everybody gets to pick one thing that they like, and then what we're going to do is we're going to start a Christmas fund, and everybody can put money into it every week. So by next Christmas, we have funds to buy for people who don't have as much as we do, and we'll all get together and get our slightly used or not very used at all Christmas toys or Christmas games or whatever to give to other people. Because you can teach your kids that Christmas is really about giving, not receiving. Or yeah. You can teach them that no matter how much you give them, they want more. But that's really a parental issue, not a kid issue.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you something, too, you know, just out of curiosity, because I don't have any kids myself or anything. But, you know, if you're a parent and you're, you know, looking to buy things for your kids for Christmas, you know, how do you find that balance between... Because every kid, you know, most kids, they want toys, or they want, you know, a video game or something like that. So how do you find the balance of, you know, getting the kids toys
and getting them clothes
or something like that?
Well, most kids don't want toys or don't want clothes for Christmas.
Right. Yeah,
and they certainly don't want the bunny suit. So I think what you can do is say, you know, you get to pick one thing that you want. And I think that works really well. If nothing else, it makes kids sort of prioritize. And then what you can do is the real issue is sometimes not parents, but it's grandparents. And I think with grandparents, what you can do is the most wonderful thing that my grandmother did, one of my grandmothers, was she would take us shopping. And it was not even what she bought us, although I do remember basically everything I ever bought with her. Mm-hmm. But it was that you got one-on-one time with Grammy, and then she would take you to the Blue Parrot for lunch. And when you ate all of your food, you got to go into the treasure chest and pick one thing. And I did that from the time I was about 5 till I was about 30. No, not that's an exaggeration. But from the time I was about 5 till I went away till like maybe 15 or 16.
Okay.
And it was really the high point of the year. And it wasn't so much what she buy you, although that was fun. But it was that you had one-on-one time. And when you have a whole bunch of brothers and sisters, especially with your grandmom, that was just really special. And I told the other story, which is, one year, my grandmother, on my father's side, I have a sister who's 18 months younger than I am, and she gave me two $1 bills, and she gave my sister, and I was maybe 4, so my sister would have been about 2.5. She gave me two $1 bills, and my sister a 20, and so I organized a trade, so I gave my sister 2 for $1, and my mother took the 20 because the 20 was for the family. Tell me everything I need to know about my mother, my grandmother, my sister, and money. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we have talked before about the preference is always to have you guys call because that's where I can get the most information. Second is emails. Third is Facebook, and you can certainly email me on Facebook, so those are not mutually exclusive. And having said that, we've gotten a bunch of emails, so let's get caught up a little bit on emails. I hate to feel like we're not responding to what people need. So can Can you pick an email for me, Manny?
Yes, indeed. This is from Louise. She's emailing from Windsor, Ontario. I got to get my
okay. Yeah, WCKLW.
Right.
No, CKLW. Why did I put the W? That's wrong. CKLW.
Dr. Joy, I need your advice. I will try and keep this short. I was raised by my mother and stepfather. They had me believe my stepfather was my real father until the age of 8, when I met by accident my five siblings, father, who was introduced to me as dad.
Wait a minute. So she was raised by a mother and a stepfather. So she probably is the youngest in the family if she has five sibs.
Yeah.
With a biological father. Okay.
And so this father was introduced to me as dad. When I asked my mother why they called him dad, she explained that he was my father. Until the beginning of this year, I'm now 50, I was to believe I shared the same father as my siblings. Questioning my mother at the beginning of this year, almost in tears, I asked why I was so different from my siblings. They have very addictive personalities, alcoholism, addicts, you know, addictions and that sort of thing, and how I wish someone would tell me why. She began to tell me it was because I was not a Smith, and that I was a Doe. She's using a fictitious name.
I got it. Yeah.
And then she began to tell me all about my real father and who he was.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Help me on this. So she thought her stepfather was her real father till 8.
Right.
At 8, she met a guy that she thought was her biological father plus five sibs. Her mom is now saying she's not one of those. Is that correct?
That's what I'm getting out of it, yes.
All right, read a little farther. Let's see if it makes a little more sense. So there's actually a third person involved, a third male involved?
Yeah. So she goes, then she began to tell me all about my real father and who he was. I made contact with him, and our first contact was like, wow. He explained he wanted to sit with his daughter and wife and tell them about me, and he hoped that I would like to meet them. I was thrilled. He immediately accepted me. My second contact, he told me, but I knew otherwise.
I get that part. I know you don't. She said, and the first time she met man number three, he said, oh, I want to tell my wife and daughter about you. And she said, that's great. And the second time they met, that he said that he'd done it, but she knew he hadn't. So I got that part. Keep going.
I called again a third time and asked if I could meet him, and would respect that if he did not want his wife and daughter to know about me. He told me that after 50 years, he didn't think at this point it would make a difference. I pleaded with him that I needed to meet him to know where I came from and maybe give me some closure. In my perfect world, I meet him, my new stepmother and half-sister, at least once. Am I asking too much? This all started in January of this year. I need some solid advice. I will try and call your show tomorrow. She emailed this yesterday.
Yes, that would be a good thing. If you're hearing this today, calling is a really good idea because it'll... All right, so let's sort it out. It sounds to me, because what I'm having to do is kind of read between the lines here. It sounds like your mom was married to one dude, had an affair with another dude, who's your biological father, and then married a third dude. Okay, and that's the only thing I can figure out from this. And so your stepfather probably married your mom when you were a very young child, and they made the not very smart decision to pretend that he was your father because you were very young. But realistically, let's look. I mean, we're going to have to divide this into several parts. In terms of historically, you have a father. And that's your stepdad. That's the guy who raised you. He was the one who went to your baseball games and stayed up with you at night. And you haven't mentioned whether he's still alive, and hopefully he is, and hopefully you have a relationship with him. Because up until 30 years ago, you know, until we had DNA, who's your dad, then 100 years ago, you might have looked and said, well, they're a little bit different. They don't really look like me. But you can look at my family and see that we really don't really look very much alike. As we get older, we a little bit more, so we don't have to worry about the milkman. But the idea is that you would have not, probably no one would have told you. And second of all, it wouldn't have made any difference. And third of all, your stepfather is the one who stepped in and raised you. So that is your father in every way except one, which is the sperm donor. Now, for some unbeknownst reason, your mother, that I assume was married to the dad, and it sounds like you're probably the youngest with the other five kids, had an affair while she was still legally married to him, which is why it was convenient to make him your dad, even though you figured out, he probably figured out, which is probably the reason she's still not married to him. And so you have a second family, if you want to, of whomever the fake biological dad is, which is your mom's ex-husband. Because, I mean, they can be people in your life as well. The third is that the guy, and the reason he's not telling his wife is it may be 50 years, but she's not going to be amused by this. And she may have already known about it, but it's one thing to know, it's another to be confronted literally with the flesh and blood manifestation of an affair. And I fear that that's what you are. So from her, from his point of view and his wife's point of view, she's going to have no interest in you. First of all, it's not that she's cruel, but that you are the living manifestation of the fact that he had an affair. In terms of your half-sister, I mean, she's, what does that mean in terms of resources? What does that mean? I mean, because she's going to have to acknowledge that her dad is not the man that she thought he was because he had an affair. Now, if you were a baby, I mean, children, babies and children, you can justify a bit more. And I actually know situations where wives have gone to their husband and said, look, there's no sense punishing the child for your indiscretion. Let's incorporate that child. There have been books written about it. There have been movies. And people do it. But a 50-year-old woman is a completely different, a different issue, literally and figuratively, than a 50-year-old woman. So what do you do at this moment? I think what you do is realize that the for all practical purposes, the father in your life is your stepfather. He's the one who loved you. Hopefully he's still there. And you sort of give him the appropriate respect and love because that's where it's deserved. In terms of the fake biological dad, you can do what you want with that. It sounds like you're not particularly enamored with your five, I guess they would be, would they be half? They probably have no relation, no biological relation. Oh, yeah, you do. They're half sibs because they're your mom's children as well. In terms of the sperm donor, what I do is ask specific questions about your medical history and let it go at that, because he's not going to admit it because it's disruptive to everything he holds dear and their image of him. Call me if you need to. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a girlfriend, and her counselor has told her that I am probably a narcissist. So I'm calling to find out if there are good and bad and what exactly maybe a narcissist.
Okay.
And let me give you a brief.
Okay.
I'm 35. I have a five-year-old, and my girlfriend is actually 23. She has no kids, bipolar, depression, et cetera.
Why are you dating somebody who's 12 years younger than you are?
Trying to figure that out, too.
Yeah. Okay, let me wander through this a little bit at a time with you. First of all, the traditional view of narcissism is narcissist was the beauty who in Greek legend, I think it's Greek legend, who was so enamored of his own self that he looked into the water and wanted to kiss himself and drowned. So the idea is a narcissist is somebody who's very self-involved and who thinks that they're, you know, beautiful and wonderful and whatever, okay? Narcissism is an kind of an inability to focus on anybody else's needs but your own. Now, That's traditionally what the term means. Now, what the therapist meant, who knows? I mean, people misuse terms all the time. But it sounds to me that your girlfriend sort of described somebody who wanted things his own way, who ran things his own way. I mean, part of it is when you date somebody who's that much younger than you are, you're going to feel that you're the daddy, that you're in charge. I mean, there are going to be control issues. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, the therapist hasn't really met you. I think diagnosing somebody from somebody else's opinion, very, very iffy, very chancy. But I think the point is at this moment that, I mean, I guess if somebody came to me and said, well, you're clearly a narcissist, I'd say, okay, what do you mean by that? How is it manifest, and what do you want to do about it? Is it traditionally it's viewed as a character disorder, but again, it's a secondhand description. I mean, it's secondhand from the therapist. It's also secondhand because your girlfriend is describing you as opposed to your therapist evaluating you.
Right, it's so, like a third party.
Exactly. What else can I help you with? I mean, it seems to me that, how long have you been dating this person?
Well, we kind of dated for about a year, but, you know, I'm questioning the whole relationship. I've had her move in, and when she moved in, it just didn't work out with my five-year-old. Myself and my ex-wife have a very good relationship. We don't have a schedule for our son. We just do whatever's best for him.
And well, I think a schedule would probably work much better for everybody concerned. I think that children really respond very well to structure, as do adults. I'm not sure. I don't know what works best for him is. I think he needs to know when he's going to be at which house and why he's going to be there. And, I mean, I think there can certainly be flexibility in the schedule. For example, if he's supposed to be with you and his mom wants to take him to a birthday party, that's probably fine.
Right.
But on the other hand, I think that, you know, well, I'll take him for a while and then you take him for a while, I think it's just going to be confusing to the adult as well as to the child. But, I mean, a 23-year-old is presumably not terribly interested in being somebody else's mom. I mean, she's a baby.
Right.
Again, it doesn't sound to me that she's a whole lot happier with the relationship than you are, but...
Right, and
but that's what a narcissist
is. I'm trying to figure out if it's like a love, if I do actually love her or if I lust her, and do I want somebody who has a lot of issues.
Well, again, those are interesting questions. What the two of you may want to do is see her therapist together, which is a better way for the therapist to get a feel of what the relationship is, as opposed to diagnosing somebody with a character disorder secondhand.
Yeah, because it when you look up narcissists, there's a lot of definitions and a lot of...
Well, they fall basically in the same general category.
Right, that you think about yourself. But I've brought up, you know, that you do have to think about yourself.
Jim,
be careful.
Jim, I'm not arguing this relationship one with the other. I don't know very much about it. I don't think the therapist is... I don't think... If somebody came to me and said, here's what my partner's like... I'd say, well, you know, why are you with them, as opposed to, well, this is who they are? Because obviously people describe things differently, and they have a point of view, and they have a, you know, an axe to grind, and they have,
right.
So, but you asked me a very specific question to which it sounds like you basically already had the answer. But I think the question you need to be asking yourself is, you know, what works in this relationship and what doesn't?
Right.
It also sounds like your son could probably use a little bit more structure in the dealing with between you and your wife.
Great.
Your ex-wife. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So here's the deal. The psychological terms get bandied about by people who sometimes know what they're talking about and sometimes not. But if, you know, ideas are for using, not believing. If you want to, again, this seems to come back very quickly to, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, then you look for a basis on which to go forward. If you want to leave, then, I mean, you leave. And the idea, you need to be careful about that, because you don't want to entrap somebody with the idea of, well, you know, if only they'd be completely different than they really are. And that just doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't want someone to treat you that way, and you don't want to treat... It's going to be a heartbreak. It's going to be a long, unpleasant journey. And to no payoff, that you need to figure out, do I stay or do I go? Is there something here that makes enough sense? And, well, you know, I'm not, the older we get, I think the more we understand that some level of communality makes a huge amount of difference. That you don't have to be each other's mirror image. When we're young enough, I think we find someone who is very different than we are because we feel that we're not very crazy about who we really are. And as we get older, we become more accepting of ourselves, so other people who are like us, or at least have similar interests, are more appealing. Again, do I want to stay or do I want to go? What am I really looking for? And beware of labels, because they usually don't get you any place that's very useful. All right, speaking of labels, can we go back to bah humbugging?
More people complaining about their Christmas experiences.
Well, they're not necessarily complaining. They're just elucidating. Elucidating, yeah.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. Let's go to Linda. She says, managing everyone's expectations, adults and children.
Well, expectations are the death of serenity, as you hear me saying all the time. So that's a stupid and cheerful. Do what makes sense to you and let the rest of it go. And if people say things like, well, I expected you to do that, or how come you didn't do that, you can say, we can talk about this, or you can do it for yourself, or, I mean, be careful about that, because if you're doing more than you want to be doing and expecting people to be grateful, you're going to be a royal pain in the neck.
Yeah.
That martyrdom looks great on vellum. It is not a workable lifestyle. So let them worry about their expectations. You do what makes sense to you. Honest. It'll lessen the tension. You're going to be asking less of them. And if they want something more, they can ask for it. If they don't ask for it, no, you don't ask, you don't get. But the expectations is a trap. It really is.
Let's go to Jeannie. She says, when it starts in September.
Well, I know that, and I don't think it started really in September. Well, maybe it did. The end of September, I would say, this year. But I told you, I ran into a sign that says, we promise not to play Christmas carols till the middle of December. And well, they had this out on the sign out front, being a come on, that people would come in to do that.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I think saying that it starts in September is a bit of a stretch, but I think we've kind of gotten to a point now where it jumps over Thanksgiving sometimes, where people get into
it happened before that. I mean, there was Christmas stuff in the store before Halloween.
Oh man.
Yeah, this was, and part of it was that it's as late as it can be with minus one day. It could be one day later.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's a statement of the economy. And have you noticed that everybody's sending out things saying, "Okay, we're extending Black Friday."
Yeah, I have noticed that. let's go to Karen. She says, "Shopping when you don't know what to buy for people."
Oh, see, I think that's kind of fun if you do it far enough in advance. Although it's part of my sort of shopping mentalities. I actually like shopping. But part of it is I just start shopping for next year's Christmas the day after Christmas this year, because that's when all the sales are.
Mm-hmm.
And just buying things when it occurs to me that the problem is that if your family's like mine, that there are some people that are easier to buy for and that you actually like better. And so you end up with like 14 things for them, and for everybody else you get like one thing. So it is somewhat of a problem, but not completely unmanageable. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. You got something on your mind? You want to chat with me? Give me a holler. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You, too, can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home, helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help on whatever it is that's bothering you. And as I said, if you're sending me an email and it's and you're thinking that maybe you should call me to clarify, do. That would be great. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. All right, let's do some more Bah Humbugs, please.
All right.
I mean, technically, I mean, you can see that some of them I'm really delighted to kind of talk people through a different way of thinking about them.
Yeah. So. Let's go to Deborah. She just says shopping. I think that's kind of a common thing, though. I think just
Either you do or you don't. I mean, either you like it or you don't like it. And you know, as I said, my worst experience with shopping. My mother was actually here for one. I think it was New Year's Eve, and someone had said to me, I was having my mom, and I was having some people in to meet my mom, and my mom's short, and someone had said that Macy's seller had the world's best and cheapest, I mean, best, really good, but at a really good price, caviar. And I unfortunately learned to eat caviar when I was in medical school because the head of the anesthesiology department had successfully operated on some very high up person from Iran, and to say thank you, in addition to paying his bill, he sent him a tin of beluga caviar, it was about maybe 4.5 inches in diameter and about 3 inches tall. I mean, it was thousands of dollars worth of caviar. And he didn't like it, so he gave it to me. And if you've never had really good caviar before, really good caviar is really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little fishy, but the really good stuff is not very salty and not very fishy. So for whatever, so now you know that. All right. So the point being that so I decided I was going to go and get caviar. And I went to Macy's on Christmas Eve day. And I thought I was going to lose my mind because Mom's short. And so I had to hang on to her. And it was just, you literally could not walk. It was the most crowded I'd ever seen anything. I mean, even I know to stay away from stores on Black Friday. I mean, I've told my terrible story of broadcasting from there, but that was the blah. All right, there we go. All right, so tell me more.
Margaret says atheists.
That's what she dislikes about Christmas.
Which is, that's not really disliking anything about Christmas itself. It's disliking.
Well, I think it is. I think what she's alluding to is the fact that people say Happy Holidays as opposed to Merry Christmas, and that there are places that that don't. I don't think any place doesn't allow Christmas trees. They usually just put up a menorah at the same time. And there has been some controversy because many countries have not only a Christian population, a Jewish population, but a Muslim population as well. So, I think Christmas is one of the few holidays. I guess that and Thanksgiving, which are fairly non-denominational. I know it's not supposed to be, but I think that it's become, it's kind of, some of the spirituality of Christmas, I would say, has sort of been lost.
Mm-hmm. Tracy says, being alone without my family.
Well, again, I hear what you're saying. So do an orphan's Christmas, volunteer, and remind yourself it's just one day. I know we've been talking like it's a season and it goes on for months and years, but it doesn't have to. So decide that you're going to go watch movies or work at a shelter or stay in bed all day.
Dolly says consumerism.
Well, again, I sort of felt the same way and was one of those people who sort of decried it until I read this brilliant essay a couple of years ago from the Ayn Rand Society that said that before America got a hold of Christmas, that it was really a very dour holiday, that it was downbeat and very unfestive, and that the way that the rest of the world views Christmas right now is directly attributable to American consumerism. And I thought that was an interesting perspective.
Jessica says, stress over having the extra money to get your kids what's on their Christmas list. I think we kind of touched on that before about,
listen, folks, listen,
sort of
this is the bumper sticker. Folks, have your kid pick one thing.
Yeah.
And then let them earn their allowance to buy other things for themselves. First of all, you'll have your kids they'll treat their toys completely differently if they've had to buy them themselves. The things that you have to budget for and wait for feel very differently than things that are just gifted to you. And we've all watched our kids plow through hundreds of dollars worth of stuff and say, is that all there is?
Yeah. Violet, this one's kind of funny. Violet says, taking down the decorations.
There is that problem. They look so pretty going up. And we haven't even discussed the, do we place the tinsel or throw the tinsel? I don't think I don't think I'm brave enough to actually do that.
I think my question with that, though, is it taking down the decorations because you know that it's over, or taking down the decorations because that's a very stressful, tedious task to get the decorations down?
Well, maybe that's... Well, see, we don't know.
It's an interesting... Interesting way of looking at it. Let's see. Brooke says it's a materialistic holiday. It should be magical.
Well, but you can make it magical. I mean, because it's not designed. I mean, I don't. To be quite honest, if you read about it, it was never really magical. It just was very different. But you can do whatever you want. You can make whatever adjustments you need to, whether it's getting people together or celebrating Boxing Day or. One of my favorite Christmases was at a friend who had family far away, so did I, and the two of us ended up having Mexican food, which is not, although a lot of people do eat Mexican food for some unbeknownst reason on Christmas Eve. And when we walked out, it was snowing, and it really was magical. I mean, it was not really planned, but it was a really magical kind of Christmas Eve. Make your own magic.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Jennifer says, the pressure of gift giving. I wish we could just enjoy the season.
You can do that. You can say, we'll do... Yeah, 1 year for my daughter, even when she was fairly young, I said, look, you figure out what you want. And we just didn't have any money. And I said, figure out what you want, and we'll make pictures of it, and we'll go shopping the day after Christmas. And that went perfectly fine. I think there was something for her under the tree, and she got to unwrap. I think we cut out pictures of what she wanted and wrapped them up and stuff like that. And we didn't do it every year. But one of the best Christmas Eves we had as a young family was we lived in a small town in Massachusetts, and there was a smaller town, or a slightly bigger town, I guess, one town over. And they had a little main street with all these little old-fashioned shops in it. And we, on Christmas Eve... we had 2 hours, and I had an hour with her to buy her dad stuff, and then she had an hour with him to buy me stuff, and then we bought each other stuff, and there was monetary limits on it, like 10 or 15 bucks or something. And it was really fun. You got to negotiate for everything. It was really fun. Folks, you don't have to do the big screaming deal. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.